content is the new currency. Content is the new currency. Providing value and pushing content, because that is all that we have right now. Great episode. I mean, just talking about everything that's going on, especially, you know, in the agency world and advertising and social media. So welcome.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. It's crazy times, but you know, with any crazy times, there's always opportunity.
I love that. Like that's the biggest thing is like, if you can see the opportunity in the midst of the craziness, I think that's what is going to keep you going and keep everything else going around you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't focus on the negative. I mean, hopefully everybody's being safe and are healthy, you know, and my thoughts are with them. But, you know, on a business front, it's kind of like, all right, here's an opportunity for you to kind of really leverage, you know, but you got to kind of survive to thrive first. and sometimes it's pivot depending on the industries that you're targeting too.
Yeah, no, it's so important to just kind of, and especially now, times like this, and I've been talking about this on a lot of different podcasts I've been doing, but it forces us to innovate, you know, and, you know, guys like us, you know, I mean, it's just something that we do, but people that are like, so, hey, business has always been done this way. It's stretching them, and then it's forcing them to innovate and change their business model to adapt to what's happening right now. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. I always feel bad for the people that said, you know, we have always done it this way. And I'm like, well, you're not going to be doing it that much longer because you'll be out of business.
Right. Yeah. You always have to innovate and now, especially, you know, it's coming up. So what are some of the things that you're doing? How have you adapted to change? I know personally, you know, you had place in Atlanta and now you moved to Colorado. So tell me what's going on in your world.
Yeah. I mean, actually things are going really well. I mean, business, you know, is good as well. I mean, it's not huge growing, right? It's kind of leveled off because people are on uncertain times, but, you know, hey, I get to spend time with my family all day. And that's, who can say you can spend time with months on a time, you know, with your family. And then, you know, we got to come out to Colorado early. So it all worked out on that. But, you know, on a business front, and that's why all of you guys are listening, who cares about my personal life? But on a business front, you know, we're creating a lot more content and we're finding a lot more people paying attention to the content than ever before because, you know, we're trapped and we're all looking for a little guidance or a North Star or how can we gain some clarity in this uncertain world? Or how can I watch something a little bit different than the news, which is really pretty depressing. Like I try to just turn it off.
Right. Yeah. I think the biggest thing is doubling down on content. You know, there's a lot of people out there that haven't leveraged social media before. And so it might be a little bit newer, but now is definitely the time to get on social media and talk, especially these business owners, you know, your clients and your vendors and your employees and all these people need to know you're still in business and you're still operating and you know, you're dealing with the times, but the worst thing you can do is stay silent.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, there was I shared a quote from Henry Ford. And it basically, because a lot of, you know, I work with agency owners and some of the agency owners, when this first started happening, a lot of their clients are pulling back on marketing to save money. And Henry Ford basically said, stopping marketing to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. It just doesn't make sense. Right. And before, like, if you looked at it this way, before you were trying to reach people in a room, like one person in a room, and there was 1,000 of your competitors yelling at these people. Now it's like two, and you can whisper and you can reach them. So it's no better time for people to jump on digital marketing and figure out how can we leverage this. And I don't think it's leveraging it to sell. It's more of leveraging to get the attention to actually highlight what you're doing or how you're doing it. So like, for example, if I was a restaurant and I was shut down, I'd be all over social media right now and creating content, creating videos. I would literally go through the menu item that I have and I would create how-to videos, right? In order to get in front and just like, and then maybe highlight things that I'm doing to, you know, give lunches or food in order to the kids at school, right? That used to go to school to get fed, which is pretty sad. So there's all these things you can do to survive, because even the government's helping out now with the payroll protection program, which is pretty cool. Hopefully everybody should be, you know, submitting to that. And hopefully it all works, but there's a number of different things that you can do in order to, you know, really kind of catapult yourself. And then when we come out of this, which look, you got to have faith that we all know that we'll come out of this. So it's not like business is never going to restart. So when we come out of this, you're going to be so much further ahead than everybody else that pulled back.
Yeah. So great, great points. I think one of the biggest things to understand is that, you know what, the virus may have taken a couple of things from you, but the one thing it'll never take away from you is your experience, your learning experiences through this process and learning how to adapt. And this, because we are going to get through this, and I think this is, you take all these experiences and you adapt your company the way it is, or you know what, if it's a fresh restart, the next venture or the next thing that you start, you're going to be that much more experienced to then do that because you went through this. And you know, and then going back to your point on the content is the new currency. Content is the new currency, providing value and pushing content, because that is all that we have right now. And there's a lot of businesses that are like I've got a lot of business, you know, business owners that are retail driven businesses. They actually have a shop and their job is human interaction. Like that is what it is. But thinking outside the box. So now these business owners are creating training videos, like you were mentioning, stuff like that. And or they have like an online component to where, you know, they have the training videos and it's like, oh, hey, we have this little product. We can do curbside, you know, pick up, you know, whatever, you know, you come out to the curb, you know, text us and we'll drop it off or whatever. Thinking outside the box, but producing content. Content is the new currency right now.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be professionally done. Like, I mean, your guys' videos are amazing, right? And the quality that you guys put behind it. But, you know, and like, we're all working from home too. Yes. So, you know, my two kids are probably being muzzled by my wife in the background. So, you know, people expect, you know, to hear things in the background or the lighting to be off or, you know, the quality not to be, you know, the quality of the video or the content. The content has to have quality. But
yes.
I think you guys know what you're saying. Like if you go back to my YouTube channel of like 600 videos before, like it's a green screen that makes me look like Oompa Loompa, but those are fun because everybody is going through the same thing. And that's the cool thing too, is like, it's not just like one city or one state or one country. It's like the whole world, which is mind boggling. And so it's just like, all right, well, let's see how we all can get through this together. And I think people are seeing people help each other and we'll be a lot stronger. And you also see a lot of the companies that are not helping. Like I just read in one of our mastermind Slack groups that I won't mention the bank, but there's a huge bank that we bailed out many years ago that's not going to be doing the payment protection program. I'm like, thank God I moved all my stock and everything out of them 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, right. Like, so, you know, people will rise and fall from this.
Yeah. And then two other really good points, you know, is that first off with the content, you know, you're seeing a lot of this because even, you know, obviously The Walking Dead's really big here, shot in Georgia, and then they do the live thing. But it's funny because you're seeing all of these A-list actors in, you know, in their living rooms or whatever, the quality, because you can't do anything with the connection quality, the internet, that type of stuff. But what we're finding is it's accepted. It's accepted because everybody from Hollywood down has to switch to this method. And the cool thing about it is as long as the content is good, the quality, it doesn't matter as much because it's just the new norm.
Yeah. You Yeah. And like business is normal for me. Like I've always worked from my home and I like being isolated. So it's
you moved to Colorado in the mountains. I mean, I was gonna say
I'm good.
Yeah. That's cool. So what are some things that like, you know, we talk about, you know, business owners and stuff like that, protecting cash flow or you know, we all talk about cash is king. So what would be some recommendations you would say on an agency or out?
Well, I mean, look at your most expensive, like this is a great time to really work on your business and really audit all of your spending because there's a lot of wasteful spending that was going on before this. And some of the wasteful spending was on some of the employees that you might not have really got a lot out of. Like, for example, if you thought of all of your whole team and then you started grading them, like I do this with my mastermind, like each quarter, and we literally will go, all right, rate everybody from an A through F. And, you know, if they're a C or below, like those are people that if they came to you tomorrow and they said, hey, I'm leaving, you'd probably be happy. And those are the people you need to get rid of because they weren't providing value and you were holding on to them. Now, a lot of owners will say, well, I don't want to lay them off. This is the best time in history to be laid off or fired because the government's giving you money and everybody's unemployed. Like there's a huge number of unemployed.
It's like 10 million or something like that now.
Yeah. So, you know, very, very crazy number, right? So you're not like, you're the majority now of unemployed people. So it's better to lay them off now because you're just going to hurt the rest of the team. The other part that you can do is you can go to a lot of your vendors and, or like you go to your mortgage company. You know, Chase is a great example of this. They do this, and a lot of the good banks actually do. You actually pause your payments for 90 days.
Yeah.
So, like, this is just a different time where everything's on pause. So, just if no money's coming in, make no money coming out, and you're good. So it's kind of crazy, but you know, we were chatting in one of our mastermind groups, and we were chatting about that. And that just made them a lot an easier conversation to like wrap your head because we always want to grow, which is a good thing. But sometimes if you're going after a certain industry, like a restaurant, they can't operate, they can't get money, they can't pay you. It just trickles down. And a lot of times too, like if you're an agency or a service-based business and you're going after industry that is paused, perfect. 25% of the time, help them out. 75%, go find another niche that actually needs you because there's a lot of industries right now thriving.
Yes. Yeah. And then focusing on the businesses that are thriving, you know, and aligning yourself with them to capture that market, that business. You know, you're seeing a lot of that. I have, you know, really talk about them all the time. Is, you know, I have a really good friend that, you know, is a multi-million dollar like trade show business, experiential business, and literally it came to a screeching halt because that was like one of the first things to stop. So what he's did was he developed to where he's creating the mask, the shields for the nurses. And getting, you know, helping out our local area in Atlanta and the hospitals out here by creating that. So learning to adapt to this new change it's extremely important.
Yeah. And he should be thinking about doing virtual events as well, like making that. So then when they do come out of it, they have both.
Right.
So all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah. So what are you seeing any upticks or changes in social media? I know we are on this side.
Oh yeah. Well, like when this all started happening, I really kind of shut down I started re-upping all our ads on Facebook and YouTube because before it was just so cluttered, like everybody's selling their BS crap and right. And that's what I'm really thrilled about all this happening on a business front, not personal front. It's going to weed out all that crap, right? So I started upping as everybody started pulling back. And then I also started doing Facebook Lives again. I really got away from that.
Yeah.
And like the numbers have tripled, quadrupled right? Because everybody's home and they want some guidance. They want some clarity. They want to ask questions. They want to make sure that, you know, they're not alone. Like, this is the time to create a community of people that, you know, you can guide and help.
Yeah. Well, and you have the biggest market. And I think the idea is, because there are so many people pulling back, is that, well, man, there's people pulling back and everybody's stuck at home. Now is the best time to double down on your marketing, double down on your advertising, because you've got everybody in one place, right? Because everybody's now active on social media, and you've got all your competition, the unsmart competition that's pulling back. If you double down and invest more, I mean, the possibilities are endless, and the amount of exposure, you know, the eyeballs, the attention, that's where it's at.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's an intention game. I mean, just like Gary Vaynerchuk says, I mean, that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. And getting the right attention.
Right. So Jason, and I could talk to you for forever, we keep going on, but in wrapping up, if there was one piece of advice that you would give a business owner, even an agency owner in this time right now, what would that be?
Create more content than you've ever created before. I mean, it's everything. I mean, it doesn't matter if, like, it could be an interview style like this, where you just get other people's advice to create content, but you orchestrated it. It could be a Facebook Live of just the thought. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be professional. It's just literally like one of our mastermind members. Here's a great idea. So Jack Jostiffs of Ramblin' Jackson, everybody go check him out. Really cool agency. He goes after landscapers. As he walks, he lives in Colorado as well. So he goes on walks every day. So he's like, let me do a Facebook Live and just talk about, you know, what's going on in the industry and give a little bit of guidance. And what he also does is he'll highlight some of his clients that are doing it right. So if you can start highlighting some of your clients or your members that are doing it right, then people are like, oh, that's working for them. So, you know, create content. I mean, that's all I can tell you. I mean, that's also another benefit, like the funny things that people are creating on TikTok about the coronavirus or the songs, or like, it's pretty funny. Like, I can't remember them now because I know you're going to ask me like which are some of them, but like, I remember someone created some song to, you know, like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something. It was like something around the coronavirus. It was hilarious. Like, it's very entertaining.
That's awesome. That's great. So creating content at scale, creating all types of forms of content. So whether it's produced content, or mostly now it's going to be internet, Facebook Live, producing content is what's really going to pull you through all this. Great stuff, Jason. Hey, Jason, I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning into the episode. If you guys enjoyed it, show some love, give me a thumbs up, and subscribe. Also, make sure you check out our exclusive C-Level group on Facebook.